Kieran, a 2-9 to 12-point victory over Donegal. You finished late, a two-pointer and a goal in injury time to get the victory. What was your read of that game?
The conditions were very, very tricky for young fellas. There was a gale force breeze coming from the road end to the scoreboard end, and obviously Donegal had it in the first half. I actually felt we, going in 6 down at half time, we had managed it very well. We held possession for long periods of time, and I suppose going in 6 wasn't the end of the world. Like, we put the message to the boys at the half time, we were in a relatively good place, but we couldn't rely on the breeze. So we got out at the start of the second half and kicked 2 early scores. I felt at that stage we might have pushed on, but for 22, 23 minutes of the game with the breeze, Donegal managed it very well. They kicked a couple of 2-3 scores against that gale force breeze that they worked really, really well, and it felt that we couldn't gain any momentum. And I suppose, like, that is with the new rules and the breeze, you know, and the two pointers there, you know, the games are never over until the very end, but we kicked the two-pointer on the 60th minute to equalise the game, and we knew it actually at that stage that was enough for us to get the number one seed. But getting the message out for the boys to try and hold the ball, young fellas to hold the ball, they seemed to just press again, and we were very fortunate, you know, to turn over Donegal to get a goal at the end. But look, there was not a lot between those two sides there, and I'm sure Donegal will not be too annoyed. Like, they'll have a big say before it's over.
Yeah, it was a really, really challenging conditions for these teenagers to play in. And I suppose you did particularly well in midfield. Like, in the first half, Donegal weren't able to pin you in when they had the breeze. And in the second half, there was a lot of kickouts were coming over towards the stand side. And you seemed to come out with a lot of the breaking ball.
That's right. We felt in the first half that we had done really well on our kickouts against the breeze, and as you say, Donegal couldn't hem us in. And in the second half, like, for Donegal to get them kickouts out was really, really difficult, and they went to a real hard overload along the line, which you'll quite often see. And our boys were very hungry in around the breaks, and we did win a lot of those breaks, but for long periods of time we were winning the breaks and the ball was nearly being given away again, because the conditions were really, really poor, as tough as you'll see asking young fellas to play in. Like, the breeze was really strong.
And looking at it, you'll go on to play Cavan now in the Ulster Minor Shield, but that's two big games you've had against Donegal and Monaghan over the last couple of weekends, and it looks to be reasonably even between all these teams.
Aye, look, definitely. So even Antrim, we didn't get it easy here against Antrim, and we went across McGlenn and played Armagh, didn't get it easy there either. So this side of the draw has had, we've had 4 really tough games, you know, which will hopefully stand by us, and certainly stand by Donegal also, you know, because that was a competitive league, also Minor League this year, with very little between the teams that I've seen.